listening to All Right, Just One.
Yeah.
I'm Allison.
I'm Brian.
And today we're going to drink some beers and talk about things that don't really matter.
That's right. As always.
So what are you drinking today, Brian?
Same thing you're drinking, lady.
What's that?
Tecate.
I know. It's not Coors Banquet.
I know. It's not a Blue Moon.
It's not Tecate. A Blue Moon. It's not a Coors Banquet. It's cheap Tecate. Sponsor. Not
I
really.
Wish.
If you want those sponsors.
I would shill for Tecate.
You know, that's the thing. I'm not looking for money sponsorship. I'm just looking for like a case of beer a month.
Yeah.
I think that'd be plenty.
Agreed.
It would be our show reserve.
The show reserve.
I wouldn't drink it socially. The show reserve.
Oh, unless it was really good beer.
Well,
that would be hard.
It would
I
be
can't
hard.
Drink.
Oh,
blue moon
hold on.
Right
whoa.
Now.
Whoa.
It's not a show.
Ho. You can't drink Blue Moon right now because it's not a show? What's that even mean? Is that English?
If they gave us Blue Moon.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be for the show reserve. That's what I would say. It would be hard not to drink it socially.
Oh,
I was following what you had laid down.
Sorry.
And you wanted to throw a fit because I started to yawn halfway through that.
I had no idea what you were talking about.
You were interrupted in your mind by the yawn, even though I was continuing the conversation.
Well, yeah. It was distracting a bit.
Why? It's just a little yawn.
A little yawn?
A little yawn. They happen all the time.
All right, moving on. So today's topic, everybody, it's going to be things that we have on our DVR that we should be watching, but we're not.
As in, things that we've recorded because we want to watch them.
Yep.
And just haven't.
And things that we're very far behind on, and you would think we'd be all caught up. But we're not.
We're very, very busy people.
We are busy people. I have to drink one beer a week at least and record an hour show once a week.
I got things going on.
I got tons. And I gotta do Twitters, and I gotta do Tumblrs, and I got
comics to read, people.
And eating.
Yeah, eating gets in the way of everything.
Because I eat a lot.
So goddamn delicious, all that food.
I eat a lot.
And we've been exercising.
I have.
I've been with you.
Slightly, yeah.
We have been exercising.
We have been exercising.
Every little circuit training thing you've done, I've done too.
True.
Yes.
True, I'll give you that.
That's right.
I still have a little bit of my cough, so if that happens during the show, I apologize
in advance.
Not really.
What?
Deal with it.
Jeez, you're horrible. So, what would you like to start off talking about, young lady?
So, first and foremost, I want to talk about Gotham. We are 6 episodes behind on Gotham.
That's not my doing. I would be an episode ahead if I could.
I would break
into the Fox Vault and have watched it already.
Evidently, they brought in the Joker character.
The Red Hood.
The Red Hood, to be accurate. And that's not even enough to get me to watch 6 episodes to get to it. So.
It is bothersome to me because I want to watch it.
Well, we can't. These are all things we intend to watch, so don't worry, we'll get there.
Well, why have we stalled out on watching it, Allison?
I don't know. Well, maybe because I don't like it that much. It's not. Maybe these last couple episodes are what I want it to be. But I'm not connected. I don't care about Jim Gordon in this.
You made it through an entire season of Moonlight.
That had Jason Doring in it.
But it wasn't good until the last 3 episodes.
I think you're missing the point. It had Jason Doring in it. I don't think you understand. That's enough.
Ugh, it's not really.
Put Jason Doring in Gotham, we'd be caught up. I guarantee you.
Ugh.
You
held on to those episodes of Ringer that he was in forever, too,
still
before
on
you started
my DVR?
Watching them.
No, I watched those as they played, actually.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you just rewatched them an awful lot. Like a weirdo.
By myself.
Oh,
no pants.
Allison.
No.
Gross.
No. People do it. I don't.
So what, that's just your block on Gotham?
I guess. I mean, I want to watch them, but I'm not, like, chomping at the bit.
I want to watch them, but I don't feel like smacking my wife around to make her hit play on the DVR remote.
But
yes, she has the remote at all times.
Well, and that's the thing, too. It's like, once you're that far behind, you're just like, ugh. Okay, I'll just watch one episode of The Soup, because that's at least current, and then you're just like, well, now I don't have time to watch that episode of Gotham.
What's horrible is, like, sometimes late at night, and you're just like, oh, I don't want to watch something that's long. And they're like, okay, let's watch an At Midnight.
Yeah.
And then we end up watching 4 episodes of At Midnight.
And like, I could have watched 2 episodes of Gotham.
Exactly.
Your logic is impeccable. I understand. But, yeah, no.
No?
I kind of want something I can, like, Tumblr through. Like,
a Tumblr through? What does that even mean?
You know, I can watch it, but I don't need to seriously watch it. I can be on Tumblr. I can Tumblr through it.
Ugh.
I can get up to date with my CM Punk Tumblr dash. And
which, put your phone down. This is not the time to catch up with the Tumblr dash.
This is a show I can Tumblr through.
No. No, if you're not invested in this show, people are going to stop listening.
Well, that's very true. Very true. That's Gotham. What else do you have, Brad, that we should...
I want to know why we haven't watched an entire last season of Parks and Rec yet.
That I can't explain. For some reason, I'm just like, meh. Even though I'll tell you why.
You love everybody in that show.
Somewhat. I don't really like Aziz Ansari. Did he die in the show? Is that what you're saying?
No, you wish.
The reason is I didn't like the season finale last time. I thought that should have been the series finale. So now I'm just kind of like, ah, man, in my head, that's the series finale. I don't want to ruin it with watching all this other stuff.
No, I think you're wrong.
I could be, but that's where my trepidation stems from.
That's ridiculous. It's a good show. It's a funny show. You like the show.
Right.
You will watch reruns on FX.
On accident. I'm probably taking a nap.
Simpsons was over. Rolled over.
Into Parks and Rec. And I was probably taking a nap. So don't act like I seek it out. I've never seeked it out. But yeah, we're behind on that as well. You know it.
Behind? We haven't even started.
True.
Oh.
True that.
Falling Skies, you want to touch that one?
Oh my gosh, I haven't even started watching that, and it's like 4 seasons
in. 4 seasons of Falling Skies.
And I love Noah Wiley. Noah Wiley is my boy. I love him. I've loved him since he was John Carter on ER. He was like my first, like, boy crush. Like, my first celebrity crush. It was Noah Wiley. Then it went into Matthew Perry. And that went on for a real long time.
Yeah.
Then it got into, like, Jason Doerr and Jim Sturgess, you know.
CM Punk.
CM Punk. Oh, gosh, yeah, CM Punk. He's the big one right now.
Oh, no shit.
He is the big one right now.
I feel like we're flying through these.
Well, the thing with Falling Skies is I'm not... See, and these are all, like, me. It's, like, my fault. I feel like this is very, like, accusatory to me of why we haven't watched 4 seasons of Falling Skies. The thing is, and here's the other thing, too, is when I do have time to watch them, I know Brian wants to watch them, too. So, like, when I do get the want to watch them, I'm like, shit, Brian's not here. I can't watch this. I can't start watching Falling Skies when he sleeps in till 11 o'clock. So, instead, I watch 3 hours of Raw and then an hour of Lucha Underground and Shaws of Sunset. And
so, that's your time to watch all that stuff. And then I get up and then you just want to watch Food Network all day.
No, we run errands. We go to Target. We go to the grocery store. We go on a walk. We circuit train. We pet the cats. We do a show.
We do a show.
We drink some beer.
Not enough.
True. Well, we're adults now.
All right.
But that's the thing. So Falling Skies, I'm not really into alien sci-fi. I'm watching this one purely for Noah Wiley.
Yeah.
That's it. I also have The Librarians purely for Noah Wiley. Haven't watched that either. Like, done. Nope, haven't watched it. So I have a whole season of The Librarians, too, strictly for Noah Wiley. And I feel bad, because poor Noah Wiley, I mean, he's the OG, man. He's like the OG boy crush, and I should show him at least that respect to watch his 2 shows, and I haven't. But I just really don't want to watch, like, an alien show.
We don't have to watch it.
But I want to at least give it a chance. But I also have a hard time with...
but I want to wait 4 years to do that.
I have a hard time with hour-long dramas to begin with.
I think this is a more interesting topic. Why?
Why don't I like hour-long dramas?
Yeah.
I don't have that attention span anymore.
Allison, you have a better attention span than me.
I have a big, like, in-out... That, and I don't really like dramas that much. I can't tell... Like, ER? I like ER. But, you know, that was back in the day.
See, and that's one I could never sit through.
ER?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's different when your mom's a nurse.
Hour-long dramas, hour-long shows I could never sit through. ER, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Law and Order Trial by Jury. That one just sucked.
I can't sit through any of those crime shows. My dad loved, back in the day, loved NYPD Blue, and I'd be like, fuck this, I'm out. I wouldn't watch it. I didn't like NYPD Blue. I can't, like, Law and Order, nope, none of them. Like, I don't sit through a lot of hour-long dramas.
No, not Lenny Briscoe for them.
I don't even know what you're talking about because I haven't watched the show.
Jerry Orbach's character. He's the best.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know who Jerry Orbach is.
The popcorn guy?
God, that's Orville Redenbacher.
Oh. Yeah. I was obviously joking there, too, by the way.
I know you. I know you know who Jerry Orbach is.
Yeah, I know who Jerry Orbach is.
Good. How do you not know?
Who is he? What else has he been in?
Dirty Dancing. He was the one who wanted to put Baby in a corner.
I haven't seen Dirty Dancing.
He did a voice on Beauty and the Beast. He's like the old man. He did like a bunch of theater stuff. Like he was mostly a theater actor. Goddamn Jerry Orbach.
Let's just say yes and number one fan Patrick can slap me later. I think I just gave up my like theater kid card, I guess. But seriously, I just can't sit through hour-long dramas. I mean, Veronica Mars was really the first hour-long drama but it was like a dramedy. It was noir, it was funny, and it had Jason Doring in it. And I'll watch anything for that guy. Ugh. So, it had that. But I don't understand, like, the appeal, I guess. I like In-N-Out. Fast is funny.
Allison likes the old In-N-Out.
I love the old In-N-Out. Just in and out, and in again, and out again, and in again.
But you will also watch, like, almost 20-minute internet videos.
Yeah?
I can't. That's something I can't do. If it's more than 5 minutes...
What, like PewDiePie?
Yeah.
Playing video games?
Yeah.
I find PewDiePie funny.
You know,
if it was an hour-long comedy, maybe I'd like it.
I think PewDiePie is very funny as well, which is very odd for someone over 35 to say. I realize this, but he's very funny, but... Man, most internet videos, if it's more than 5 minutes, it's far too long.
And doesn't have a cat.
And if it's a guy just talking to a camera, if it's more than 2 minutes, it's too long. Looking at you, Jack Films.
Well, that's why now he just does yai. I've liked him better since he've started doing yai. Yesterday I asked you. That's what it stands for. Yesterday I asked you. And
because those are really short?
They're really short, but he does absolutely nothing for them. He poses a question and then picks answers off of Twitter. Don't be creative whatsoever, but I'll fucking follow that. But I like PewDiePie, because he's funny. I like comedy more so than
you
drama.
You are more up to date on your YouTube subscriptions than you are on your DVR subscriptions.
Yes, accurate. Accurate statement. True.
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 I think the only thing I'm officially behind on is Dig, and I think I'm going to stop watching that anyway.
Oh, so I can delete those?
You can delete those. You know why?
Why?
I found out they're going to get a second season.
And you're just like, fuck that.
The appeal to the show was I thought it was a miniseries.
And I thought I would be over it.
Yep. I can't get into things that are going to last anymore. We were having this discussion a while ago.
Yeah.
I don't want to start reading a comic book unless I know it's going to end.
Yeah. Oh, no, I feel the same way, especially, like, it's difficult when I'm into Batman. And I'm just like, well, what the fuck? How do you pick up Batman today?
Well, technically,
how do you pick up Batman?
Everything from 85 to 2012 is that's one story, because it rebooted in 2012.
But where do you just, like, there's so many offshoots and other, like.
You start in 85 and you start with year one? Allison, you have several decades of comics there for you.
No, there's still offshoots. You know that.
You need to read just like a series, like even if it's a long one. Like I'm eventually going to read Grant Morrison's Batman because it's self-contained for the most part.
Yeah,
and I think that will be a lot of fun.
Good for you.
And I think you would. That's something I think you would like because it has a definite ending.
I'm just going to read Sex Criminals. It has a definite ending. I think
when they get to it.
When they get to it,
I don't know when
it's
that
gonna
is
going to end.
Fraction is awesome.
I'm going to be picking up Volume 2 next week. Then I'll be letting you read them, and then I will be selling them on the internet. Maybe.
You should go to a comics library.
Why? Are there such things?
Sometimes there's comics in libraries, but I don't know if Sex Criminals would be one of those.
But you didn't say library that has comics. You just called it a comic library, which I got this picture in my head of just like...
I don't think any place could support one. And I bet every comic book shop in town would try to get people not to go there.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I find drama is difficult to sit through. I like comedy. But I'm very specific on my comedy, too. Like, I don't watch, like, fucking Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, I didn't watch
How I Met Your Mother, you know? But even, like, when my friends are, like, part of shows, I'm just like, I can't watch that. Veronica Mars is about... Moonlight, that's about as far as I'll take it. And that, no, I'll watch Shameless, but Shameless also is kind of funny. It's a dramedy.
Yeah.
It needs to at least be a dramedy.
See, this is why I go back to Lenny Briscoe. He was a very funny cop. So the first half of Law & Order would be more dramedy. Because Lenny Briscoe is the man.
I'm not watching Law & Order. I'm not watching any Law & Order.
Just missing out. That's all I'm saying.
All right. What else is there that is like, hey, we got to be watching this?
I don't know. Is there much more stuff that's like really clogging up our DVR other than Gotham?
Well, we're 3 episodes behind on Shameless.
Yeah.
And I do like that show.
I do like Shameless.
That one is a straight up, I don't have time to get out a separate device and stream HBO Go.
Yeah.
That one is straight up laziness. Togetherness.
We were like 5 episodes behind on Togetherness.
Yeah, Togetherness.
That was a good show. If nobody was watching that on HBO, that was a really good show.
Yeah. I mean, we binged watched Transparent, which was amazing. Yeah. I can't wait for the second season to come out because you have your Amazon Prime account now for like the rest of the year.
Yeah, so hopefully it comes out before December.
Oh my God. So the Duplass brother that's in that show looks just
Jay.
Jay looks just like our buddy John, and I'm just like, it's a little creepy because he looks just like my buddy John. But yeah, I want to do that when that comes out. But everybody's telling us watch that Kimmy Schmidt show.
Yeah, and you got
what's
mad
her name?
At me.
What's the full title?
The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
What is it even about?
It's about. So,
don't say Kimmy Schmidt.
So first
and how
of all,
she's unbreakable.
I watched the first 3 episodes, and I told Allison I did, and she's like, oh, but I wanted to watch that too. I was like, I'll rewatch them, and nothing has happened since. It's about a girl who was part of a cult who thought the world had ended, and she'd spent several years underground. And then she moves to New York when she finds out that the world didn't end.
This sounds amazing.
It's very, very funny, and... She moves in with a gay black man, and their landlord is Carol Kane, and she's absolutely crazy. Probably crazier than when she plays Penguin's mother in Gotham.
Right, right, right.
But she doesn't look as weird.
Sure, of course.
And then, and it's got our buddy Sammy's aunt in it.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it's very funny. It's a very funny
show.
Kristen
Chenoweth?
No, not Kristen Chenoweth. Jane.
Jane, what's her, but I'm saying what's her
Dragowski
name? Dragowski. Oh, yeah, she's something. The one from that Dragowski. Was 30 Rock. Why am I thinking Kristen Chenoweth? Yeah, that's our buddy.
And she and the Kimmy Schmidt works for her, and she's a very rich, upper-class, out-of-touch white lady.
Spoiler alert.
It's second episode's called Kimmy Gets a Job.
Okay, you're spoiling me, Bri.
It's a very funny show. And
I need to be watching this. Several people have told me I need to be watching this, and I fully agree with you.
But you also bailed on 30 Rock after 2 seasons. You didn't actually even wait for it to get bad before you
bailed
on it.
Didn't find it funny anymore.
Like, season 4 is when it wasn't funny, but then seasons 5 and 6 were great.
Stopped finding it funny.
They had 5 funny seasons and 1 horrible one.
I stopped finding it funny.
Ugh.
I did. I was just like, all right. The little bit of Liz Lemonisms that I connected with.
Allison Nowacki is Liz Lemon. You're not Tina Fey. You are Liz Lemon.
Do you know how many people say that, though? It's a passe for girls to say that now, and I hate that.
You don't say that. Your husband, who walks 30 Rock and watches the show.
But so many girls say that. They're like, oh, I am Liz Lemon. And I'm like, no, you're not. You, like,
Allison,
hate your job.
You are.
And you don't care about your job. And
you want to do the best in the worst circumstances.
Yeah.
That's Liz Lemon.
And I can't have it all.
Allison loves sandwiches more than Liz Lemon, though.
Can't we just fast-forward this relationship to the point where we don't have sex, we just eat dinner, watch TV, and then maybe go to bed?
See? This is you.
That is...
I would watch the show without her and be like, every season, Liz Lemon becomes more and more my wife.
Sorry.
I think it's awesome.
But everybody says we need to be watching that. A lot of people are into Last Man on Earth.
Yeah. Kind of wish we would have started watching that, but it's too late now. Is it?
Is it?
It's like 8 episodes in because they doubled up a couple.
Yeah, they did. And I love Kristen Schaal.
I like Kristen Schaal. I like Will Forte. I think he's very funny.
Yeah, he is very funny.
So I think I would like that. And then we saw one of the new trailers, commercials for the new episode, and the guy who played Chabowski from Enlisted, a show we very much liked.
I liked Enlisted, too.
So it's just like, the cast has 4 people in it, and we like 3 of the 4. I don't know that blonde lady.
I really liked Enlisted. Can I say that? I really liked Enlisted.
You can
there
say
was
that.
Something about that show that was funny, stupid, heartwarming. It just was the right mix. You know what I mean? Like, it really was.
Agreed. Very, very, very funny show.
Lots of people were really upset when it got canceled.
I don't know where to tell people to go find that. Is that, like, on Hulu now?
I have no idea.
I hope it is, because, yeah, look it up.
So good.
Very funny.
And then everybody tells me to watch Man Seeking Woman on FX.
I thought about starting to watch that one.
Yeah.
But
I hear it's really good.
Yeah, it
Everyone
looks
tells
really
me,
good.
Oh, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it.
I figure it's gonna be like one of those Wilfred things where we get into it later.
Yeah, we did that, too.
You still have never seen the first season of Wilfred.
No, but then I watched all the rest of them.
Yeah, but you watched season 2 and 3 with me on Netflix, and then DVR'd season 4. And season 1, I would say, is the funniest of all the seasons.
Season 1...
Because they were just there was no, like, weird mystery. It's just like, Wilfred's a dog who talks to...
I slept through it. I heard a lot of
it. You saw some of it. A lot of it I watched when I was homesick, though. That's why you didn't see much of it.
But no, I liked Wilfred. That was pretty good.
Yeah, you got in when the show got heavier and not so light and comedic, which I thought was odd, because usually it's the opposite. You're more into shows when they're light and comedic, and then when they get a little too much, you know, into their own mythology, you kind of start being like, "What? Why am I supposed to remember all this?"
Like Venture Brothers?
Yeah, I was just going to say, like Venture Brothers.
Venture Brothers, and I'm going to get strung up the flagpole for this, they're on notice. They are getting too
Doc
deep.
Doc Jackson, you're on notice.
You're on fucking notice. Because you're getting too deep into your own mythology that I can't follow it anymore. And I'm the one that gets the bigger paycheck and buys your shit. So, I control the wallet. And if you want me to buy your shit, lighten up and just have more David Bowie.
Don't worry, guys. I have to buy almost all my own Venture Brothers stuff.
And hide it, because as soon as it comes in the mail, I go, what did you buy?
What did you get this time?
Speaking of David Bowie.
Okay.
I got some David Bowie news that I don't even know if I told you.
What?
David Bowie is writing a stage musical.
Okay.
Called Lazarus. And it's kind of a follow-up to a companion piece.
Okay.
Or a redux of Man Who Fell to Earth.
Okay.
And so he's working with this like great composer, and it's going to be in New York, and it's going to be amazing. But I'm super, super excited about it, because if Bowie puts his name on it, you know, this coming from the guy who, you know, not many people know, David Bowie was nominated for a Tony for his portrayal of the Elephant Man.
Yeah.
In Elephant Man. So there you go. It's going to be amazing. And so that's David Bowie news.
Do I need to watch Man Who Fell to Earth?
As a David Bowie fan, I've seen it. I own the collector's edition.
Criterion version. Yeah,
where it has the book and the DVD. Maybe watching it in my older age would be better, but when I watched it when I was like late teens, early 20s, all I knew is there was a lot of David Bowie dick in it. you see his pecker a lot. And it's weird, because again, it's like an alien sci-fi thing, which really isn't my bag.
Yeah.
So I would rather... It was so weird, because like, I was like, no, don't watch this, Bri. Watch Labyrinth. And then you watch Labyrinth, and you're like, this is stupid. And I'm like, oh, fine, you're going to love Man Who Fell to Earth then, because if you think Labyrinth is stupid...
Well, I also saw when I was almost 30.
Labyrinth is so amazing. I am Hoggle.
You're much better looking.
Not really. I don't, you know, if I had a cool skull cap like he had, oh man, Hoggle's the best. Hoggle is one of the best characters in a Jim Henson movie. Let's be honest.
Nobody beats Fozzie the Bear.
Fuck Fozzie the Bear.
Oh, how dare you, ma'am?
Fuck Fozzie Bear.
How dare you?
Fuck Fozzie Bear.
How dare you?
He is a terrible comedian.
But he's a good friend.
He is a failure at what he does.
He's good at being a good
friend.
And
I'm not friends with losers, so fuck him. He can go home.
That's why nobody wants to help us move whenever we move.
You're terrible, and I don't want you touching my boxes. They have to pass a rigorous test before they can touch my box. Womp womp. But I love Hoggle. Hoggle is such an amazing character because he's mean. I'm mean. He doesn't need people. I don't need people. But then he does, and he's like, well, don't tell anybody. It's me! It's Hoggle! And he's just he's doing this all out of greed to the Goblin King. He's doing it out of greed and everything that I would sell my soul for, that I think I want, that I probably go, oh, I'm going to go back on this because it's, I don't need people. If ever you should need us. There, I read this article online.
I just let you go because I have no opinion on Hoggle or the Labyrinth.
I read this article online that blew my mind, and I think you read it too.
Did it blow my mind?
I don't know. But it's this theory on Labyrinth about how...
Oh, I had seen that on Reddit like 2 weeks before.
There are several Sarahs.
Yeah. That's the thing about so much... Like, I'm a Reddit nerd.
Yeah.
Everything online... Every interesting thing you see on Facebook is usually on Reddit,
first. Do you remember
prior.
What it was like? It was like...
Yeah, it was that... the Goblin King probably at one point fell in love with a woman named Sarah... And stole her baby brother, or a baby that was close to her, and she came to find it, and then he lost that Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
So now the Goblin King is still looking for love, and is still taking babies away from women named Sarah to lure them in to see if he can love them. So that's why when she first shows up, and she says, my name is Sarah,
they
I think
all
it's
Hoggle.
They all are. Yeah.
Which is weird, because if you think about it, that makes sense, because in the movie... They say that if she doesn't get her brother back, he will become a goblin. And there's a city full of goblins.
Yep.
That means every single one of those people, that's how he became the Goblin King. At first he was just a guy.
Just a dude.
Stealing babies.
Just a dude
and
with
then
his hands
he was,
full of balls.
And then he was a guy with a goblin friend. Two goblin friends. Three goblin friends. Well, now I guess I'm mayor. I'm goblin mayor.
Mayor of Goblinton.
Yeah, like, yeah, and then he became maybe chancellor. You know, but in theory, every single
governor.
One of those goblins.
I think governor's the next governor. Yeah.
But in theory, to that point, every single one of those goblins is a baby he's stolen time and time and time again. There is a city full of them.
That's a bunch of goblins.
It's a lot of babies.
What kind of goblins?
What do you mean, what kind of goblins?
I don't know, aren't there different kind of goblins?
Well, that's the one thing, too, that kind of skews it, because where do all these other people come from? Like, where does, like, the little worm guy come from?
And I was
where
just going to ask about the little
where
wormy.
Where does Ludo come from? Where does Serdidimus come from?
Serdidimus is the dog that rides the dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm slightly Serdidimus, too. Very like, Dalio, let's go! I have a lot of energy, and then I'll just be like, oh, shit. But yeah, I don't understand where those people come from.
Maybe they just lived there.
Yeah, maybe he just was like, this is mine now. I've got all these goblins. You now must live in my labyrinth.
Yes.
Maybe they were just like, oh, shit, I'm on vacation, and then he built this labyrinth, and now I can't get out. You know, but it's like, how does he get these things? But this only, but it blew my fucking mind. And to the point where they wrote a story about the Goblin King because she has a book about him. That's how she knows.
Oh, that's
and
right.
You don't have any power over me. That's how she knows. The book is that story. It's a fairy tale that is real. As most fairy tales are based in some kind of political whatever. Just like Ring Around the Rosie. It's about the plague. Like,
okay, yeah, that's not a fairy tale, though.
But, like, I mean, all those little, like, ringy rhyme things. Like, Jack and Jill going up the hill was about some political thing.
Was
like,
it?
Yeah. I forget who, but they were like, yeah, it was, like, making fun of some, like, king or whatever.
Ah, okay.
So, it's, I mean, all of that stems from, you know, just like Puss in Boots. I don't know what that's about, but I'm sure it's about something political. Or the Pied Piper. Political. Leading all the children out of town and the rats.
You sound like you're someone who's getting ready to practice bird law.
Bird law?
You sound like very Charlie Day, like, no, no, that's political.
Bird law?
Charlie Day. This is an expert in bird law, remember?
I demand milk, steak, and jelly beans.
No. Milk, steak over easy with raw jelly beans.
As if there's any other way to eat them. But no, like, that's my David Bowie rant for the day. But Labyrinth is amazing. Slap that baby, make it scream, dance magic dance.
How you doing on your drink there, babe?
I'm more than halfway done.
All right, good, good. I just want to make sure we're on this even keel.
We are on even keel. What's, like, a movie that, like, you watched that I, like, as a youngster.
Oh, that I watched as a kid?
That you feel nostalgic about, like, I feel nostalgic about Neverending Story and Ninja Turtles and Labyrinth. What is, like, yours that I haven't seen?
Oh, I think you've seen it, though.
What?
Raising Arizona.
Never seen it.
I thought you'd
Wait,
seen
the one
of
it. Wait, the one with, yeah, Nicolas Cage and he steals a baby?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I watched that when I was in, like, third grade.
Wow, no wonder you're fucked up. Why are it does all make wait, sense. Wait, hold on. Do you notice a theme here?
I wasn't really
our
into
favorite movies that we're nostalgic about are all about stealing babies.
Yep, no, well, baby stealing.
We have an affinity for stealing babies.
I mean, as far as like visual media, well, like TV shows and movies, me and my brother were not really into stuff aimed at kids so much.
Does it hold up though?
Raising Arizona? Yeah.
Because I think Ninja Turtles holds up. And you're like, it's crap.
It's dumb.
You're dumb.
I think we've established that because we've looked at my report cards as a child.
I think Labyrinth is great. You
it's
didn't
okay.
like it.
Yeah.
Have you seen Neverending Story?
Only like half of it with you one
oh,
day.
Oh gosh, Neverending Story is amazing.
I was also a little too old already. Because those are like mid-80s movies, mid to late 80s. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, maybe not a little too old. But I also didn't have cable growing up.
These hands.
So there's not like...
These strong hands.
Reaching out, touching me, touching you?
No. He couldn't hold on to his family. The rock biter.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Oh, Brian.
I think growing up without cable did me a disservice or a great service. Because I did not see any of these movies.
You know what?
I didn't
movie?
See The Goonies till I was like 25. That movie sucks.
Still haven't seen The Goonies.
Watch it. It sucks. And watch everyone get mad that you say that.
Well, I mean, Ninja Turtles 2.
How did every trap reset? That's all I'm asking. Because you obviously see bodies of the pirates who tried to get to the gold in the ship. No. So when the trap kills them, how did the trap reset? Who's resetting the traps? Boom. Hole in the logic of the goddamn Goonies.
Maybe movies. It's like Disneyland, and it just, boop.
No, because it was built in olden days.
So was Disneyland.
No, Disneyland was built in the 50s. That's not olden days.
That is
days.
Olden days. For me, that's olden days.
It was
days.
Built back in the pirate days. The right. days of the pirates. And what were pirates doing in California? I don't think there's any pirates in Southern California.
I mean, there's Pirate Dinner Adventure. Who do you think founded that? Pirates.
Oh, you know what? When you're wrong, you're wrong. Thank you, Allison, for correcting me.
Pirate Dinner Adventure is awesome, though.
It's pretty rad.
I guess maybe my generation, and maybe your generation a bit too, Bri, is just so, like, in a state of semi-arrested development.
Oh, I'll agree with that.
That we hold on to these shows, like, you can sit me down in front of several Christmas specials, and I will just be like, yes, my childhood, like, or like certain, like, Halloween specials.
The only Christmas special that holds any weight with me is Rudolph. And that is just for the Island of Misfit Toys.
That was totally my least favorite. You know which one I liked? I liked I liked Grinch, the Grinch.
Adventures of Young Santa Claus?
No, not the Adventures of Young Santa Claus. But I liked the Grinch, obviously. I liked Frosty the Snowman.
Dave liked Frosty the Snowman, my brother growing up.
And then there was one that was about a family with mice that lived with them. And, like, it's basically the 12 days of Christmas, but there's a family in the house, and then a mouse family also lives with them.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
I don't remember that. It's probably the 12 days of Christmas. not the 12 days of Christmas. Like, what's the thing where it's like, and then on the roof, 'twas the night before Christmas.
'Twas the night before Christmas.
It's basically 'twas the night before Christmas. But there's mice. Because I loved cartoons that had animals in them. Like, I loved,
David the Gnome.
Well, yeah, David the Gnome, and that had Swift the Fox.
And gnomes aren't real. they're animals. They're not animals? Little people. Yeah, they're animals.
At first I thought you were just going to argue that I couldn't like it because gnomes weren't real, and I was like,
No, I'm saying...
Neither are Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, Allison.
Neither are Ghostbusters.
But I might be able to teach a turtle ninja moves.
but what was that? What?
A ninja turtle is probable, just not... A gnome is impossible.
It's possible, but just not probable.
Yeah.
You don't know what the government's working on.
Damn straight.
In Area 52? 51? Area 51?
No,
it's
52.
It's right next to Area 51.
Yeah, Area 51
is all about aliens. 52 is all about turtles.
51 is just the one where, like, they'd like, yeah, Area 51, it's there. But all the government people really know it's Area 52, but they let Area 51 out, you know, for, like, all the dumb, like, conspiracy theorists. Area 51 in Tibet. No, Area 52 is in Montana. Nobody even knows about it.
Gotcha. And that's where they have the Ninja Turtles?
It's the conspiracy behind the conspiracy.
That's where they have the Ninja Turtles, though?
Oh, that's
You're
where
telling me that's where they have the Ninja Turtles?
Yeah. That's trying where... to teach them all hamster style.
Hamster style?
Dad, I don't think I'm going to do hamster style anymore.
What the hell are you talking about?
Damn it, pop culture educated wife. Have you never seen Orgasmo?
Once.
That's the best part.
Dude, I'm sorry I can't reference Orgasmo.
That's just a goddamn shame.
So back to things that had animals. I loved the Secrets of Nim. Because it had all those mice.
Never seen it. Did you ever watch Watership Down? All them rabbits.
All them rabbits? No, I never watched Watership
Down. Neither did I, but that was our friend Luke's favorite thing of all time.
I really wanted to see Milo and Otis, and my parents refused to take me because they really hurt animals during filming.
Because they're Australian and they don't have those rules.
And so my parents wouldn't let me see it, but I was too young to really understand why, and I was just really upset. I couldn't see Milo and Otis. I love The Long Journey Home with Michael J. Fox as a voice.
I hate that. That's a bastardization of the real movie.
Yeah.
The real movie is great. Like, you're enthralled watching two dogs and a cat, like, do the quote-unquote incredible journey.
Yeah.
You don't need voiceovers room, like, trying to keep you entertained, because it's a very well-put-together movie.
Sure.
So you don't need this. You don't need this Air Buddies prequel.
But I like the cat. Sassy the Cat,
voiced by Elizabeth Taylor. And I forget who the other dog was, like the Golden Retriever.
He was like an older guy.
Yeah.
Because he was wise. But not black. I don't know why I was like making him like...
It didn't sound like you were making him black.
Really?
No. It sounded like you were doing like a voice like my Grandpa Leo had.
Was your Grandpa Leo black?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he had a very white beard.
I thought maybe I was putting a little, like...
He was quite white.
Okay. Hashtag Allison is racist. Well, I gotta
was
be
it because his name is Leo?
Maybe.
You've met him.
Have you seen, Brian, were you, like, big into Thundercats?
I watched Thundercats. I'm always surprised you were into Thundercats.
Why?
Because it came out the year you were born.
It was about mutant cats.
Well, yeah, it started the year you were born.
It was about humanoid cats.
You were just lucky their reruns were a thing, or else it would be
on the USA Network in the morning.
Yeah, because I watched them.
That with Silverhawk.
Our Hawks.
Silverhawk.
There's more than one Silverhawk.
Well, Silverhawks, yeah.
Oh, that show was a piece of shit, though.
Well, yeah, I wasn't a huge fan.
So Thundercats is cool.
And then there'd be Jem. And G.I. Joe.
Fuck, Jem was excitement. She was truly, truly outrageous.
And then it was G.I. Joe.
We had the, it was Thundercats, He-Man, followed by G.I. Joe and Transformers growing up. On WYZZ.
This was on the USA Cartoon Network, Cartoon Express,
yeah.
Where there was a train that was conducted by a polar bear for some reason.
See, you got a train because it was on a cable network and they had the money. We had Mitch and Emmy talk between the Fox cartoons.
What was that?
Mitch was a bald guy and Emmy was his dog. Anybody from Peoria?
What'd you think about that?
Anybody from Peoria listening right now is like, holy shit, Mitch and Emmy.
It's like when you go to Chicago and you start talking about Svengoolie.
Yeah.
Who is going to be at C2E2. That guy is still fucking kicking, and he still does a show in Chicago.
My friend Joel works on
a Svengoolie
show. Yeah, he moved from Peoria up to Chicago when we moved to LA, and he got a job at that station.
And you would not recognize that guy without makeup.
Oh, I bet.
Because he has the wig now, and like, yeah. Svengoolie.
I bet you would not even know who he was.
On the U. WCIU, the U.
Yeah.
Chicago being one of the few towns I know that has, like, a weird network that is 100%, like, local and syndicated. Well, no news, no original programming, really, that's, like, from a big-time production company.
Yeah, not a network-affiliated show.
Yeah, it's not a network-affiliated anything at all.
WYZZ, I was talking about, was just a station until Fox came around.
Uh-huh.
And they noticed there was no Fox that was going to be close to our market. And so, like, well, let's just become a Fox affiliate. But they'd been showing cartoons and stuff and syndicated TV for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, but with Mitch the and U, the U in Chicago is still just, like, a straight-up, like...
Because they were the UPN affiliate for a while. I believe. And then that went away. And probably the WB up there got awarded the CW contract, because that's how it pretty much worked in every market.
But here's the thing. The WB network in Chicago, it wasn't like a network. It was just an evening. It was like an evening block on a channel. It wasn't like, here's WB, because there was nothing else to show except that evening block of primetime TV. So that WB network was really just some network that played the WB primetime shows. That was it in Chicago.
And then the rest of the time it was color bars?
Well, it wasn't like color bars, but it was just like regular, like, whatever that station was.
Well, yeah, that's how all stations are.
But it wasn't like... So, but when you're saying, like, oh, that was awarded, they went to the WB. Well, it's like, well, no, because it wasn't like it was a channel. It was just that primetime block, and it could be on wherever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't
I know, but what I was saying is, like, when UPN and WB merged to become CW, it seemed like all the WB channels.
No, we had a UPN, too,
But you had the UPN. I thought that was U was.
No. Oh, okay. No. Okay. UPN was its own thing, and the U is its own thing. It's always been its own thing. It's a weird Chicago thing. I mean, I don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure UPN was its own.
I was pretty sure it was its own thing before, and then UPN came and they said, we'll take
the
UPN cut.
I don't think so. I'm going to look it up right now.
That's fair.
History of WCIU the U. I'm going to Google it.
You could probably Wikipedia that, too.
Google.com.
Google.com. So, as you're looking that up, let's keep talking.
Okay, so why do you think I wouldn't, just because I wasn't, like, around, like...
Wasn't around for what?
For Thundercats, like,
surprised? You know, yeah, when I was a kid, like, a lot of stuff wasn't syndicated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, once something was done, like, you didn't usually get to see it again. There's nothing, no way for it to come back, because... There wasn't that many cable channels growing up. So that's mm-hmm. why I was always shocked that you knew what Thundercats was, because as far as I know, it just aired from, like, what, 84 to 87, mm-hmm. and then I thought that would be it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that it would be repeated on networks such as the USA Network.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I always thought it was very strange. So you're like, oh, no, I love Thundercats. Because
mm-hmm.
of the time displacement.
I did love Thundercats. Yeah.
No, Thundercats was a fun show. Until they brought in those other Thundercats and they went back to Thundera or whatever. I couldn't get on board with that.
The other Thundarians?
Yeah, when they had, hey, there's three more Thundercats. This is bullshit.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Yeah, no, it says it was never a WCIU. It was at one point a Telemundo.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Here,
I'm sure this is very interesting for everybody else.
It started in 1964.
Okay.
It has much of its history carrying multi-ethnic entertainment programming.
See, that's why I thought they'd be a great fit for UPN.
Channel 26, it's operated as an independent station from the late 1960s until 1985. From 1960s to the 1985, WCIU ran religious programs during the early morning. Stock Observer, and then it ditched the Chicago Brand Trade. After 5 p.m. on weekdays, the station ran Spanish language, bullfighting, Univision. Nice. From 1966 to 1970, the children's puppet and dance program Kitty A Go Go was on.
Kitty A Go Go?
Yep.
Sounds like the greatest show of all times.
In 1970, Channel 26 became the birthplace of the groundbreaking African-American music program Soul Train.
Oh, really?
The show later entered international syndication.
Wow, way to go to you.
So when everybody says, oh, I love Soul Train, you can thank this Svengoolie type show. It was a black and white station. Something about Linkin Park, blah, 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 blah. In 1994, Univision asked WCIU to drop all of its English language programming and carry the network's programming full-time. WCIU refused, which led Univision to purchase the independent station WGBO-TV and move its programming to there as, like, a big middle finger. Its programming began to feature mostly classic sitcoms, Svengoolie.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing here.
Nothing up in UPN, like running the UPN network stuff.
The station began to air the WB's children program block, Kids WB.
Oh, okay.
It became kind of closely affiliated with WGN, the Superstation.
Yeah, WGN, another big Chicago just station.
Mm-hmm. It's affiliated now with MeTV.
MyTV?
No, MeTV. MeTV. Yeah, but nothing here.
Wow.
Yeah. Nothing here about local programming, Sears. Sears programming.
Being at all part of the UPN.
Three Stooges, Soul Train. Yeah, wow. Svengoolie. Green Screen Adventures. Yeah, but it would play some sports.
Well, that's good. Well, it was good that Chicago has that such a great local station.
Oh, you know what channel played WB stuff? I remember now.
I don't care who played WB. I want to know who played UPN in Chicago.
Well, I can't remember. What I'm saying is that WGN was the...
They became the WB. They carried the WB
stuff. They carried the WB when it was like, still the WB, like Seventh Heaven and bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was WGN.
GN was their own station well before they got WB, though.
Right.
See, I thought the U was the same thing, but with UPN.
Okay, so let me look up Chicago UPN. Let me look that up.
La, 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 la.
Chicago UPN. I loved Thundercats. And I love, like, Silverhawks, and I love that dinosaur show.
Nobody could ever think of the name of.
Yeah. I can't find it. I can't really
find it.
It's all talking about the Union Pacific line, and I don't want to bore her. If I could have easily found it, I would have been like, my hair.
Yeah.
But yes, WCIU, the U. Now they, like, in their in-between shows, they'll show, like, pictures of people's dogs that they sent in.
Really?
Yeah, because it's still independent, yeah.
Wow. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Only in Chicago. But what else is, like...
You know what that sound means.
I'm almost done.
So it's time to get to the... One last story before...
No, we can get into our thing of the week. Mm. Brian, what is...
That's done after Twitters. Do we have any Twitters this week?
Of course we have Twitters this week.
Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da Twitters!
See, and now I'm not prepared because you wouldn't let me grab my phone.
Well, you were on the phone for the last 10 minutes looking up the UPN affiliate in Chicago.
So, okay, here we go.
Yes.
Not so here we go.
Yes. All right, here we go now.
Okay, so I put up a tweet that said, when I go out in a CM Punk shirt, someone always connects with me. Got a random high five and was told nice shirt by a man with a fancy cane. #punk life. Our friend Davey Mike said, then you asked him to be your co-host on your future wrestling podcast, Pain and Kane, or No Pain, No Kane.
Those are both solid names for
and
a show.
Then he says those names don't make sense, but they rhyme, so Dr. Seuss would approve.
I'm with, no, Davey Mike, don't go back on yourself. Those are great names.
Then I said, I made a friend for life, but insisted on calling him Canes. Didn't catch his real name, future podcast award winner.
His name is Corporate Canes.
Nicely done, Ryan. Nicely done.
I have to pay attention to wrestling.
Our buddy Steve said, Steve! It's funny that at Not Make Friends' interest in Chicago sports is primarily driven by CM Punk rather than any interest in the teams themselves.
To which I said,
I've always been a Cubs fan, but it's hard sometimes to keep the faith. And as always, this is our year.
You've never been a Blackhawks fan.
Well, it's hard when not even Chicago was airing Blackhawks games for a while.
Blackhawks were doing so well these last 2 years, and you did not even give a shit.
I was here.
I never heard you once mention them.
Well, yeah, but I was here.
That's no excuse. Look like my Blackhawks are doing good. Phrase that never came out of your mouth.
Yeah.
You do talk about the Cubs, though. I will give you that. You do talk about the Cubs. And you do the yearly Cubs prayer of, this will be our year before the season starts.
I couldn't get through the first game. I was like, this is our year, and I was all decked out in my Cubs gear.
You should just try not to watch the games, because they won the next two, I believe.
No, they won the next one. No, they won two. I would have to look at my Cubs app, because now I just watched the Cubs app. Survivor Carol says, I remember playing the Addams Family game with Christine saying, Cousin Ophelia. That's a joke.
Okay.
There was a character card called Cousin Ophelia.
Ophelia.
Then I put out a feeler of, what should our topic be? Because I'm lazy and I didn't have anything. Our buddy Matt Hoffman from Big Brother said, a tribute to Matt Hoffman. You pick if it's the BMX biker or the reality loser. Worst show ever. Then I replied back saying, I prefer my Matt Hoffmans to be of the litigator variety, because I Googled Matt Hoffman and found that in Los Angeles there is a lawyer named Matt Hoffman. So he replies back, come on, everybody does podcasts on that guy. Do we really need another Matt Hoffman Esquire podcast? And I said, he's just so dreamy, and look at that ginger beard. And nothing brings hits to the website like talks on business litigation. And then our gal Norma G says, not even project management and Six Sigma. Which made me think, man, I talk about a lot of shit on the show that I don't even remember talking about. And then I was getting frustrated at work.
Okay.
Because a lot of people talk to themselves at their desks, and when I have my headphones
in... I have a guy who swears at the computer constantly.
So I put up on Twitter, people in my office talk to themselves a lot at their desks. I find it very strange. Are they talking to me? Do they expect a response? Davey Mike, yet again on point with a funny answer. It seems like that should have been expected when you signed up to work at a ventriloquist's office.
Wah, 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 wah.
So Davey on Mike, point.
Way too funny.
And then actually today's topic is credit to Norma G yet again.
Oh, yeah.
Saying maybe you should watch Kimmy Schmidt and talk about that, or talk about not watching things. I bet that's an hour. And yeah, you're about right.
Yeah, it's about a half hour.
And then
we started talking about Labyrinth.
And then I put up still no topics for this weekend. Matt Hoffman's off the table. I hate him. Help us with your ideas. # lazy hosts. And our friend Alex says, Philip Seymour Hoffman, David Hasselhoff, and Jimmy Hoffa. Should be our topics.
We're already prepared for next week.
Then I just started talking to food trucks and about the Iron Sheik documentary that is now on Netflix, which is my thing of the week.
Your thing of the week is that.
It was a pretty good documentary. It's called The Sheik.
The Sheik.
And it's on Netflix now.
Well, I'm glad. And you watched it and you enjoyed it.
I did watch it. I did enjoy it.
I don't know if I have a thing of the week. I haven't really done anything new this whole week.
You have to have a thing of the week.
I just don't have anything.
Or something that's going to happen within this next week before our next show.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. I mean, I like to tell people to listen to thirdwavescott.com radio on tax day. Because I have a special about the band Bucko 9 airing.
That could be your thing of the week.
But that seems self-serving and wrong.
When is that ever a bad thing? You make that sound like it's a bad thing.
Ugh.
I think it sounds sexy.
Aw, thanks, baby.
Not you.
Oh.
The things you're saying.
What? Some things I'm saying are a reflection of me.
Nope.
Therefore, you find my reflection sexy, but not me.
But you're a vampire. Oh. How does that work? You have no... Mind blown. All right. So...
Logan's a vampire.
It's Logan, ladies. He's a vampire. If you ever go to Men of Highland, Hollywood and Highland, you can probably go and see Logan the Vampire. all right, but if you want to tweet us, you can. Our Twitter handle is @notmakefriends.
No, is email us. Our email is podcast@notmakefriends.com. .com.
Or you can...
It's .net.
.earthlink. You can go to Facebook and Facebook us there, facebook.com/notmakefriends.
You can always go to notmakefriends.com and see every episode we've ever done.
Any episode ever. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and tell your friends, hey, subscribe on iTunes.
Listen to these two get drunk and babble for about 45 minutes to an hour every
week. Talk about stupid shit that will get you through your subway ride.
I hope.
Oh, can I do a second thing of the week?
Yeah.
I need to do a second thing of the week.
Go for it. You can't save it for next week?
No.
Okay, do it.
Because next week, you'll see. You'll see what I'm saying. Cole Cabana's show, Art of Wrestling, his podcast.
Yeah.
This past week, Rowdy Roddy Piper was on.
He's your boy.
And he is my favorite old school wrestler. He was my favorite as a kid. Whenever you think... You have the answers. He changes the questions. He's on The Art of Wrestling, but it's part one.
Oh.
So that's why I need to say it now so that you can listen to part one, because by the time our next show comes out, part two is going to be up. So
okay. Right.
I've listened to most of it. It is over an hour. It's like an hour and a half. But so far, Roddy is wonderful. Cool. And Colt Cabana is wonderful. And he talks a little bit about lawsuit.
Really?
Which I thought was weird because Roddy brought it up.
Wow.
Yep. So, yeah, listen to that. Go on iTunes and listen to one of the best wrestlers of all time, Roddy Piper, talk about his life.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode.
Yep. And go ahead and rate and review and leave a little review on iTunes. That'd be lovely if you could.
It's great, everybody. Bye. What's wrong with that? I don't know why you just don't wrap up the show.
Because I always got shit to talk about. You know I never shut up.
Your beer's done. Show's over.